And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Vicky Baum, born Vienna, 1888, best known for her novel Mention im Hotel, which came out in English as Grand Hotel, about a group of people in a fancy hotel, Berlin, for a weekend, a stenographer, an aging ballet dancer, a dying man, and a wealthy thief, made into a movie starring Greta Garbo, John Barrymore, and Joan Crawford. The story went that Vicky Baum got a 6-week job as a chambermaid at a Berlin hotel in order to do research for her novel. Vicky Baum, who said, "I felt and still feel that a writer should always have some profession which brings him into close contact with the realities of life." It's the birthday of Beaumarchais, Pierre-Augustin Beaumarchais, born in Paris, 1732, who is remembered today for 3 plays he wrote about a clever barber named Figaro, who always saved the day. And 2 of those plays were the basis for Rossini's opera The Barber of Seville and Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Pierre-Augustin Beaumarchais, who said, "Where love is concerned, too much is not even enough." It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, born Edith Newbold Jones, New York City, 1862. Her family, one of the most important of old New York society, spent much of her childhood in Europe. She enjoyed writing. She published some poems, wrote a novella when she was 15, made her debut in society at the age of 17. When she was 23, she was married off to a wealthy man, Edward Wharton. It was an unhappy marriage. Edward did not share his wife's interests. Through their marriage, he drank more and more. Edith was depressed. She focused even more on writing. She wrote a book in 1898, The Decoration of Houses, which was a big success. And her friend Henry James encouraged her to write about what she knew about being a woman in New York society and the clash between old money and new money, the Gilded Age. Henry James told her, "There it is round you. Don't pass it by, the immediate, the real, the only, the yours, the novelists that it waits for. Take hold of it and keep hold and let it pull you where it will." And in 1905, she published her first major novel that's still read today, The House of Mirth, followed by Ethan Frome and The Age of Innocence. And it's the birthday of the comedian John Belushi, born Chicago, 1949, started out with the Second City comedy group in Chicago, then the National Lampoon touring group, and eventually Saturday Night Live. Died of a drug overdose at the age of 33. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled One of the Butterflies. The trouble with pleasure is the timing. It can overtake me without warning and be gone before I know it is here. It can stand facing me unrecognized while I am remembering somewhere else in another age or someone not seen for years and never to be seen again in this world. And it seems that I cherish only now a joy I was not aware of when it was here, although it remains out of reach and will not be caught or named or called back. And if I could make it stay as I want to, it would turn into pain." One of the Butterflies, a poem by W.S. Merwin, from The Shadow of Sirius, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Jane Austen's Emma, a new adaptation from Masterpiece Classic, is filled with matchmaking mischief and stars Johnny Lee Miller, Michael Gambon, and Romola Gary, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.